In northern Ecuador, a trial is underway against Chevron Texaco. The civil suit accuses the company of contaminating the groundwater of a formerly pristine area of the Amazon. The Ecuadorians who filed the suit say Texaco used environmentally hazardous practices, methods they claim the company would not have used in the United States. Chevron Texaco says it has cleaned up the offending sites and that the real responsibility lies with the Ecuadorian state oil company. NPR's Martin Costi joins us now from Lago Agrio, Ecuador, where the trial is underway. Martin, describe, if you could, what this area looks like now.
Well, this area was pristine rainforest, Amazon forest, 30 years ago, and then oil exploration started. Texaco, at that time, now Chevron Texaco, was one of the pioneers working in consortium with the state oil company here in Ecuador. In the 30 years since then, they've been drilling for oil. They've struck quite a bit of it. There are pipelines that run along new roads that have been cut through the forest for this purpose. And the real bone of contention are these pits that the oil companies dug to get rid of the oil-contaminated wastewater that's kind of a byproduct of drilling and maintaining these pumps. There's often contaminated water filled with both oil and acids and other chemicals that were basically dumped into unlined pits. Now, the contention here among the plaintiffs is that those pits have seeped into the groundwater, into wells and other places, and that they haven't been properly cleaned up, that there's still basically a thick slick of oil just underneath the ground covering these spots where these pits were.
And who brought the lawsuit?
The lawsuit was brought by a man named Cristobal Boniface. He's a native-born Ecuadorian who moved to the United States in the 50s, became a lawyer as well as a chemist. In the early 90s, he saw a report about the contamination of the area here, and he came down here, investigated, made some contacts with people who live in this region, and ended up bringing the lawsuit in the United States.
You mentioned that it began in the United States. How did it end up in Ecuador?
Well, for about 10 years, Mr. Boniface and his colleagues tried very hard to get this tried in the United States. They were suing Texaco, then Chevron Texaco. Eventually, though, 2 years ago, a U.S. appeals court ruled that this had to be tried in Ecuador. But there was also a caveat. Texaco, then Chevron Texaco, agreed to abide by the rulings of the Ecuadorian court. So now we're here. The trial has begun in Lago Agrio, which is the town in the middle of the oil fields, and it will be moving ahead in this jurisdiction, but there is some sense that this could be enforced in the U.S., whatever the verdict is.
And what kind of evidence has the judge in the case heard so far?
There's been very little evidence from Chevron Texaco so far. There's a limit of 6 days under the Ecuadorian system to present evidence and testimony. So far, almost nothing has come from the oil company, whereas the plaintiffs have been rolling out testimony from professional biologists who've talked about the flora and the fauna being damaged by the kind of wastewater that was expelled by these drilling operations. There's also been some testimony about the social impact of what they say is contaminated water near the wells. They say that that has disrupted village life among the Indian groups that live here, that the settlers who came in here also can't use part of their land. That's the kind of thing they've been talking about, both social and environmental. But there hasn't been any really hard data yet on what kind of medical or health effects there have been on the people who live here.
And you mentioned 6 days for the trial. When would the judge be issuing a ruling?
That could take quite a while. The judge, once the 6 days are over, will take all of this under advisement. He may rule in 6 months. It could be longer. Whatever his ruling is, it will no doubt be appealed by either side, either losing side, to an Ecuadorian appeals court. So it could be quite a while before anything concrete comes out of all this.
Okay. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
NPR's Martin Costi covering the trial against Chevron Texaco in Lago Agrio, Ecuador.